From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri political aides are warning that a state income tax cut is probably off the table next year after revenues fell short of their target. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports preliminary figures show tax money flowing into state coffers during the most recent fiscal year grew by just under $100 million for the second time in 13 years. The less than 1% growth in net revenue does not appear to meet the threshold needed to lower the top income tax rate of 5.4% to 5.3%. Phased-in tax cuts were approved by the Republican-led legislature and GOP Governor Mike Parson last year. The Post-Dispatch obtained a memo that Adam Koenigsfeld, the Senate's chief budget analyst, doesn't foresee that trigger being hit. Attorney General Eric Schmidt has settled a lawsuit against a southwestern Missouri city that his office allegedly used traffic ticket quotas to generate revenue. Schmidt announced yesterday that the city of Diamond agreed to immediately stop the practice. The settlement agreement also requires training for top city officials in compliance with Missouri laws against traffic quotas. According to court records, Diamond's police chief allegedly wrote on a whiteboard that the city was $5,000 behind. The note instructed officers to write tickets, quote, now. Schmidt proposed legislation during his time in the state Senate that banned ticket quotas and issuing tickets to generate revenue. The settlement subjects Diamond to a $100 fine for every day of noncompliance moving forward. The amount of water flowing into the lower Missouri River will remain high throughout the summer and fall, and that water will likely continue to exacerbate flooding downstream. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it plans to keep releases from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border near current levels, which are more than double the average amount. The high releases will likely continue worsening flooding downstream in Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas, where many levees were damaged during severe March flooding. Officials say the release of 70,000 cubic feet per second of water are needed because the upstream reservoirs remain quite full. The amount of water entering the dams in June was more than 1.5 times the normal amount. Federal officials and an independent monitor have told a federal judge that Ferguson needs to make more progress on police and court changes to comply with a consent decree spurred by the 2014 fatal police shooting of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Boston attorney and independent monitor Natasha Tidwell told a federal judge yesterday that the city is behind on many of its goals for the year. These include municipal court reforms, community policing efforts, and hiring more minority officers. Tidwell said officials are largely done developing police and court policies, but she says Ferguson needs to do more to enact them. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.